This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's monsoon season has the potential to bring flash floods this week, especially in the western part of the state where a flood watch is in place and in areas recently burned by wildfires. 13 of the 16 burn scars in the state, monitored by the National Weather Service, are currently listed as being at an elevated risk of flooding. Southwest Incident Management Team co-coordinator Charles Balke says the danger has the potential to increase as the season goes on.
We're seeing a shift in the weather patterns, and so that, in theory, is going to bring higher moisture levels, which increases the potential for a greater significant flash flooding event.
Mudslides have already damaged properties in Telluride and closed a stretch of I-70 west of Glenwood Springs. For today, forecasters say afternoon showers and thunderstorms will be widespread in the state and could come with high winds in some places. While the Broncos will be the main occupants of the new stadium, currently being planned for Burnham Yard in Denver, some city officials believe the facility will be a game changer for all kinds of sports. Matthew Payne is the executive director of the Denver Sports Commission, which brings high-profile athletic events to the city.
We are probably moving into a new era of recruiting sporting events into this city. If we're going to have a brand new kind of shiny NFL stadium in our market, that does open up new opportunities for us.
Payne said he envisions the NCAA Men's Basketball Final Four or the NFL Draft taking place there. The Broncos expect the new stadium to open for the 2031 season. This is CPR News.